USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The Supreme Court justices are weighing the facts of former President Donald Trump's presidential immunity case, in which he claims he can't be prosecuted for actions taken while in office, including those related to the January 6th Capitol riot. Attorney John Sauer arguing on behalf of the former president.
If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed.
The court's decision could shape the scope of the presidency, determining whether presidents are immune from prosecution for certain acts after leaving office. Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein is having his conviction for sex crimes in New York overturned. The New York Court of Appeals ruling Weinstein did not receive a fair trial. The court found the judge in his trial made an error, allowing a woman to testify about alleged sexual assaults committed by Weinstein that were not part of the charges against him. Severe weather is threatening over 15 million Americans in the central part of the United States today. Large hail, heavy downpour, and isolated tornadoes are possible from the Texas Panhandle to southern Nebraska, with wind gusts reaching 85 miles an hour. More dangerous weather is forecast for Friday and Saturday from Oklahoma to Iowa, and that will push eastward from Arkansas to Illinois on Sunday. TikTok is announcing plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident that we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
In a video posted on TikTok, the CEO saying the bill's passage is obviously disappointing but not defining. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Anti-Israel demonstrators are continuing to break out on college campuses nationwide, with protests breaking out at the University of Texas and the University of Southern California earlier this week. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley joins Fox News and says he believes many Jewish students at some of these schools are being threatened and more action should be taken to deal with the rising anti-Semitism.
Send in the National Guard and wake these kids up. I mean, they ought to know. They can't do this. They ought to know they don't have any right to occupy these campuses. They don't have any right to threaten their fellow students.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing meeting with the Chinese Communist Party Secretary of State. Secretary Blinken says there are a number of issues facing both countries.
I think it's important to underscore the value, in fact, the necessity of direct engagement, of sustained engagement, of speaking to each other, laying out our differences, which are real, seeking to work through them.
Three teams are looking to take commanding 3-0 leads in their NBA playoff series tonight. In the first two games of the night, the Orlando Magic will look to rebound at home after losing their first two games against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Philadelphia 76ers will look to get back in their series when they host the New York Knicks. In the last game of the night, the Los Angeles Lakers will look to avoid going down 3-0 against the defending champion Denver Nuggets. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.